This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel. Too many captains are leaving the Army. Many are fed up with longer and repeated deployments to Iraq, so the Army is dangling big incentives, bonuses of up to $35,000, promises of graduate school, choice assignments. Those offerings are producing some results, but as NPR's Tom Bowman reports, there are concerns that the best captains are still leaving, and the Army will have trouble replacing them.
Jonte Harrell is the kind of captain the Army wants to keep. A West Point graduate, two tours in Iraq. But he brushed aside a $20,000 Army bonus this spring to stay in the ranks. Now he's a student at Columbia University in New York.
Had I not been in business school right now, I'd be in Iraq for my third time. If not for my third time, I'd be prepping to go, and that's undoubtedly.
Harrell loved the Army. Iraq made him leave, along with more than 50% of his West Point class. That's above historical averages.
Many of my friends have already left. The Army is losing its officers in heavy numbers.
The Army's top officer, General George Casey, told the Senate Armed Services Committee several weeks ago he hears those concerns constantly.
As I talk to the young captains and majors, a big factor is the extended deployments that we're putting them on. And we are concerned about it. We have to keep the good people with us.
So it falls to Colonel Paul Aswell at the Pentagon to keep good people like Harrell. Aswell's in charge of officer retention for the Army. So far, he says things are looking up. 18,000 captains were eligible for the incentives to keep them in for up to 3 years. 10,000 captains have accepted so far.
It's not a miracle that they're getting out, the ones that do leave. It's a miracle that they stay. It's just we ask a lot of our young officers. They are away from their families a lot. They're away from home. They're doing the most dangerous things in our society that anyone in our society is asked to do. And you can't fault the ones that do leave.
The deadline was supposed to be today to sign up for the incentives. Now Aswell says the Army will keep the registration open for a few more weeks, try to attract even more.
We don't know what the end result is going to be, but it has been groundbreaking for the Army to have this many officers participate in something like this quickly in 90 days.
And next summer, Aswell says the Army is looking to expand the bonuses to captains who were just promoted to that rank. These newly minted captains, another pool of 5,000 junior officers.
It tells us that the Army's worried about their bench.
Retired Army General Robert Scales ran the Army War College.
They're in uncharted territory right now, going into a war into its sixth year. And so there's a concern that the loss in captains will spike next year. And so it's best to try to lock them in early rather than risk waiting when the prospects of extending them may not be quite so good.
The Army's struggle to keep captains comes at a time when even more of them are needed. The Army is expanding in size by tens of thousands of soldiers over the next several years. That means it will need about 3,000 more captains. To reach that number, the Army is bringing more reservists on active duty, getting Navy and Air Force officers to switch to the Army, and increasing the number of slots in Officer Candidate School, known as OCS, by 800 this year alone. OCS can create a second lieutenant from the enlisted ranks in 4 months. West Point takes 4 years. Such a widespread effort to quickly produce lieutenants could threaten the quality of the officer corps. Again, retired General Scales.
What the Army's concerned about is finding the next Petraeus, if you will. For instance, OCS officers tend to be a little older. They tend to be less well educated. The concern is that the Army is mortgaging their future, that the best and the brightest may be leaving in disproportionate numbers. And, of course, what that does is it drains the talent pool.
Will Bardenwerper is a 31-year-old captain who left the Army and now is applying to graduate schools. He says the best way to keep officers is to reduce the amount of time in Iraq. The Army wants to return to its traditional rotation cycle, 2 years at home, one overseas.
To be deployed for 1 year and then at home station for 2 years. I think if they could get to that goal, I think that they would see a far better result as far as their ability to retain junior leaders.
But senior officers concede with two wars ongoing, it will take at least several more years to get back to those normal rotations. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.